This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very cool CEO from a cool cybersecurity company. Jens Andresen is the CEO of Elysium Analytics.
Correct.
And you guys are doing something different and innovative in cybersecurity.
Right. Yeah, we're dealing with the problem of figuring out what's going on the internet, especially the bad stuff. There's been solutions that have addressed this for several years. SIEM solutions, now AI, security analytics. We're taking a slightly different approach. Rather than working on a proprietary platform that's tightly wrapped up and difficult to work with, especially in large deployments, and we need custom configurations and custom algorithms, we built our solution on a data lake, Hadoop for now. We are also using a lot of open source components, like most vendors. But we're a little bit less shy about sharing how we're doing, what we're doing in the platform.
We built like OSSIM, or like what kind of open sources are you using?
So we're using a lot of components that have been developed over the last 2 to 3 years. I think the closest to what we have is an initiative that Cisco started up a while ago called OpenSoC that now Cloudera is working on.
Okay.
Metron is a stack of open source components, if you want to call it that, that provides analytics of data at rest as well as real-time data. Cisco initially started this to develop an open source scalable SIM platform, but we've taken it a lot farther than that in terms of internal threat detection, threat hunting, compliance. It's a modular system that scales out to pretty much any size organization today.
Are you kind of like the open source Splunk?
I hate to say that, but we do a lot of the stuff that Splunk is doing too. It's actually, it can work with Splunk. Since we have an open source data lake, Hadoop-based, you can get, so of course, support from Cloudera as well, but if you deploy the open source Hadoop data lake, you can scale this out to much greater extent than what you can with Splunk. And considering the licensing models today, especially from a company like Splunk, a lot of companies are limiting the amount of data that they store and they have available for real-time analytics. With our system, there's no need to do that. You can keep a couple of years worth of data. And we're talking a lot of data here.
So kind of like the Red Hat model. Do you give it away and charge for services because it's open source? Or how do you monetize?
Right, so we're building modules, models, analytics on top of this platform. So the plumbing and sort of the basic software for the real-time and data at-rest analytics is obviously provided as open source and incorporated into a platform where we are doing a lot of proprietary modeling and statistical analysis, etc., to actually make it work. There are quite a few companies that have implemented Metron on their large-scale SIM. It takes an inordinate amount of time and effort to make that a solution for production. And we basically shortcut that process of implementing this type of large-scale solution, to a matter of, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and you're up and running.
So and you're talking about billions of bits and bytes of data over time? I mean, how big of a deployment?
It can be as big as you want in terms of storage capacity, petabytes, no problem.
Hadoop is very scalable. Is this really for big clients?
It's primarily for large clients. Yeah,
you got Coca-Cola, who never wants their secret recipe to be stolen, which hasn't been stolen in 110 years yet, right? They invented the formula for their drink. Someone claimed they stole it in the 40s, but they've proven that it was not their formula. They never want that taken. If they move it to bits and bytes on the network and pieces and they segment it, they still want to ensure that it's secure. So they're going to monitor every bit of traffic flowing through their network every day and night, paranoid that Pepsi's going to get a hold of the formula.
All right.
Is that where Elysium Analytics could help get that deployment rolling fast? for keeping an eye on all the bits and bytes?
I really don't know about Coca-Cola, how they keep their secret recipe
safe. Neither do I, but I'm wondering.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, some of the companies that have publicly spoken about using this type of platform, companies like Telstra, you know, big service provider in Australia, Capital One, AT&T, they were ahead of us a bit in trying to deploy this platform, you know, for their own network. And you know, they spent a couple of years by now, and they're starting to get it to work. We can compress that deployment time into weeks rather than years.
So 2-year deployment turned into 6 weeks.
Pretty much.
Can I call you the big data security analytics platform?
Sure.
So you're kind of the first of your kind.
There's been other companies that have been using similar type of, you know, open source technology, although, again, they tend to hide the open source pieces, you know, wrap it up tightly in their own proprietary platform. And most security companies do, right? There's very few companies that are not using open source extensively. But it'd be challenging for you to get them to admit the fact that they're leveraging open source to the extent they are. We're much more open about that.
Years ago, SourceFire, right, based on Snort, they would say, if you'd like to see our open sources, send a letter to like opensourcelicensing@sourcefire.com or whatever it was, and then they will send you a DVD loaded with all the open sources snapshot that they were using, which were maybe 100 or 200 sources. And this was 20 years ago,
right,
I think.
Right,
you're probably talking about a lot of open sources, very powerful platforms. You're willing to say, listen, client, we've already figured out how to stitch them together. It could be a Coca-Cola formula. It's all natural ingredients that occur openly in the world, but we've put it together. But instead of making it proprietary, you're saying, here's all the ingredients. We make them work for you in 6 weeks or less.
Right.
You don't have to wait 2 years to stitch them together. We've done it for you. Now you can analyze big data problems in cybersecurity, catch behavioral anomalies, notice probabilistically what employee might accidentally be about to leak data out of the building. And so this really is the big company solution. This is not for an SMB.
No, this is definitely a large company solution, or for an MSSP that has, you know, a large number of customers they service. Yeah.
Do you have, so is Capital One using you now since they've been breached?
They're not using our technology.
But they should be.
It would probably be beneficial to use our analytics on top of what they already built with, you know, the similar type of open source stack that we're leveraging.
Do you keep modifying or improving how the analytics or the AI or the ML works?
Of course, the modules that we build on top of this open source platform, you know, that's where all the statistical analysis and the methodology sits. We keep that proprietary, and we continue, of course, to innovate and to improve on detection technology. Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds great. Now, this is the hardest part of the question. Where do we send our viewers? Some of them are in Fortune 1000 and government agencies. What's the website I'm going to send them to?
ElysiumAnalytics.us.
ElysiumAnalytics.us.
That's right.
Okay. Folks, if you're in big data and you're worried about some kind of risk of a breach, it's a mess to put it together yourself. In 6 weeks, maybe even less, you're going to have a 2-year solution deployed in your very large scale environment from ElysiumAnalytics.us.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.